Good morning. It's a blessing to be able to be here today. And I would like to say it's good to see you, even though I can't see you. I would like to thank Brother Tony and the many friends that we have at St. John Baptist Church for the opportunity to be with you this morning. This is Father's Day 2020. I stand in a place this morning that's very special to me as an individual and as a father. I stood here in this place about 45 years ago and made a commitment to the most beautiful blonde in the whole wide world. And she's still the most beautiful blonde in the whole wide world to me. I also stood here in this place about 40 years ago and announced my calling to preach the gospel. And I believe everybody in the whole congregation that Sunday morning was surprised and very shocked at that fact, that God would actually call me to preach. This is a place also where I dedicated both of my children, and that's been over 40 years ago as well. So this is a special Father's Day for me, and again, I give thanks for the opportunity to be here with you today. But also today, things are very different. I am speaking to an absent congregation because of the threat of the virus, and the whole church setting is different today, and this is very unusual. It's challenging to preach to empty pews, but the message is still going forth, and we praise God for that. I'm going to be reading my scripture today from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. And before I read the scripture, I'd like for us to bow for a word of prayer and ask for the Lord's guidance and direction, and ask God to speak to your heart this morning as we preach from His precious Word. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before You this morning to thank You for this day. This is the Lord's day. Things are much different, but God, You're still God and You're still on the throne. We thank You for this opportunity today to stand here, and we pray for Your blessings. We pray for Your guidance. We ask God that You intervene, that You take the Word that is spoken, and You speak to the hearts that need to hear. And God, I just pray You'd bless this time together. Bless everyone that's listening. Bless everyone that will hear. And God, I just pray that Your blessings would be upon our time together today. We thank You for St. John. We thank You, Father, for the blessings that we have experienced in this place. And God, we thank You for blessing us. Now go with us and guide us and direct us, Lord, we pray. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. It seems like everything is turned upside down today because of the threat of the virus. And, you know, right now we'd probably be attending Sunday school. And then a little bit later we'd be gathering together for a worship service. Normally on this day we would be recognizing all the fathers. And we would recognize the fathers that were present, and we would be remembering the fathers that were no longer with us. But today it's different. It's a lot different. A lot of things are different today than what they normally would be. As a matter of fact, our whole world seems to be different than what it has been. And quickly it has changed. Just in a matter of months, things are altogether different. As we look around our country today and we see all the confusion and all the things that are going on, I'm sure you, like I, have asked, where is God in all this mess? In all this confusion, where is God? I want to read some scripture today that the Lord has impressed upon my heart from the book of Mark. And I guess the book of Mark chapter 4 is probably one of my favorite. It's the top 500 favorites of scripture that I have. But I just like the messages that I have discovered here. In Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35, and the Bible says, "And the same day, when the even was come, He said unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him, even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And there, and He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and saith unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? In the scripture, I see the disciples somewhat in a dilemma as we are today. They were in the middle of a situation that they had absolutely no control over, and they were wondering where Jesus was at. Can you imagine how the disciples felt at this point? They were in a very simple process of doing something that they were very familiar with. They were just doing life as they had known it. Many of these men were fishermen, and they were no stranger to a boat and how to maneuver a boat from one side of the sea to the other side. As Jesus had said, let us pass over, let us move on, let us go to the other side. And they were in the process of doing just that. And then suddenly a storm hit. And they struggled, no doubt, trying to keep everything under control, just like we are struggling today to try to keep everything under control and keep it to somewhat of a normalcy. But the question I want to ask today, and the title of the message is, what do you do when Jesus goes to sleep in your boat? Just like the disciples, we want to wake him up and say, why don't you care about us? They said to him there, Master, don't you care that we're going to perish? We're going to die? Why don't he care that we are in a life-threatening situation today? We want Jesus just to wake up and fix it. Some teach that when you become a Christian, you know that everything will be okay, that God will protect you from the storms. But if you've been a Christian more than one day, you know that that simply is not true. We are going to face storms in life. We are going to face challenges that we don't understand. This morning I want to give you three things. And I want you to remember these things. These are things that we need to remember when it seems like Jesus has gone to sleep. When it seems like that He is nowhere around. We need to remember these things. First of all, we need to remember the fact of His presence. He said in verse number 40, Why are you so fearful? Because, see, He was saying, I'm right here. I just because Jesus seems to be asleep does not mean that He's not there. We have confused inactivity with absence. When Jesus asks you why, that is a very challenging situation because many times we are the ones that's asking why. But in verse 40, we see that Jesus asked His disciples, Why are ye so fearful? Just because God is not presently active in your life does not mean that God is not actively present in your life. God is where you are. No matter where you are today, no matter what situation you're faced with, no matter what dilemma that you're in, as we face this crisis as a nation, as we face this crisis as a world, I am here to remind all of us today that God is there. God is with us wherever we are. We need to remember the fact that He is present. He is there. Even God's name says in the Old Testament, I am that I am. God exists in the ever-present now. See, there is no way that God cannot be where you are because God is ever-present everywhere all the time. That should give us assurance today that He is still in control. Even though many times we feel that He is not in control, that He is not present, that He doesn't care, but He is always there. We need to remember the fact of His presence. The second thing I want us to remember this morning is the fact, your faith in His promise. He said in verse number 40, How is it that you have no faith? What is faith, by the way? We often hear that word. We practice using that word. But what does faith really mean? Hebrews chapter 11 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen." But what is faith? Faith is simply believing that Jesus is who He says He is, and that He will do what He says He will do. It's simply that. Do you really believe Jesus is who He says He is? Do you really believe that He will do what He says He will do, no matter what? That's having faith. And it's not a matter of having more faith. I've been in situations where that we were praying for a certain thing and it didn't come to pass the way that we expected it to. And we hear people say, "Well, we just that needed more faith." I begin to think about that. And as I read what Jesus said here to the disciples, He said in verse number 40, "How is it that you have no faith?" So taking that into consideration, you either believe Him or you don't. It's not a matter of measured faith. It's a matter of simply faith. You either have faith or you don't have faith. It is simple as that. Jesus said that they had no faith. Why is it you have none whatsoever? So we see that so many times we focus on the size of the storm instead of the security of the Savior. We need to remember your faith in His promise and what He said He will do. You believed Him the day you got saved. You remember when the Lord saved you? He said, "If you will believe, I will be your Savior." You accepted Him as your personal Savior. He came into your heart and life. He became part of your everyday life. He became your very life itself. My friends, listen. Too often, as I said, we begin to look at the storm around us, and the storm can overwhelm us, just like it did here with the disciples. It says there arose a great storm of wind. There was a great storm, one like they had never seen before. This was not the first storm that they had faced, but it was a greater storm than they had ever faced. We're facing a storm today like we've never faced before. But He is still in control. And you must remember your faith in His promise. You will either believe Him or you don't. He's either God or He's not. He'll either take care of things or He won't. The thing to be concerned about is your faith in His promise. So the two things that we need to remember when we are faced in a storm, when it seems like Jesus has gone to sleep and that He's nowhere around, we need to remember the fact that He is there, the fact of His presence. We need to remember our faith in His promise, the promises that He made. He said, "I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you." Do you believe that? Can we hold those truths fast today? You either have it or you don't. You either believe it or you don't. It's simple as that. And then last but not least, we need to remember the focus of His power. In verse 41, the disciples, it says that they feared exceedingly, and they said one to another, "What manner of man is this?" Now we don't know at this point exactly how long the disciples had been with Jesus. They may have been with Him a year, maybe they had less, we don't know. But it does show us here that the disciples were still learning more about Jesus. And as we today, as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to realize that we can learn more about Jesus. It's not a fact of just knowing Him as your personal Savior. There's an old song that we've sung many times, "More and More About Jesus." More, knowing more about Jesus every day. In our walk with Him every day, we need to learn more and more about Him. They were learning more about Jesus here in this experience because they said, "What manner of man is this?" I mean, really. You know, we had this guy all figured out here. We had him right here in this little box. Understood Him. But now, this whole situation has brought a whole different light on who Jesus is. As we go through this challenging time in our country, we need to realize that we can learn more about Christ, know more about His work, know more about what He is interested in, understand His power a little bit more. The Bible says that when they went and woke Him up, They said, Master, do you not care that we perish? And then in verse 39, it just simply states that he arose, he rebuked the wind, and he said three words, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Now, he said that, notice the Bible says that he said it under the sea. He said it out loud under the sea, but the disciples heard it. My question is, was he saying it to the sea or was he saying it so the disciples could hear him? Because see, they needed to understand his power, his control, his ability. He has the power to calm the greatest storm. Jesus has the power to control, to calm the storm that is in our lives today. Because each of us are facing different storms. But his greatest intent is not calming the storm around us. His greatest intent is to calm you. You know, some of the people that I have greatest respect for are the people that had seemingly the ability to stay calm in the midst of catastrophe. I remember my mom very well. It seemed like she never got all bent out of shape over nothing. She was calm. It doesn't matter what happened, what situation might be at present. It didn't seem to matter to her. She just kind of had a calm spirit about her. As I look back now as an adult on her life, I realize she just trusted Jesus. It was just a matter of trusting Him. He's more interested in calming you than He is in calming the storm. That's His greatest desire. His greatest desire is not to give you control, but to give you calm. And you think about it, really. Many times the reason we get all upset about the storm around us, about the things that are happening in our world that we cannot control, is simply because of that. We've lost control. We can't control this situation. We can't get things under our control or under our understanding. But God still speaks in a still, small voice. People say, you just got to claim control. You got to claim it. Got to name it and claim it and blab it and grab it. But that's not what the Bible teaches. See, we don't need to claim control. We need to claim calm. Peace, be still. Three precious words. Three precious words that God is speaking to my heart and to your heart today. Peace, be still. We need not get all discouraged and bent out of shape because of the storm that we're facing. We need to focus on the power of Christ and His ability. We need to be the one that says, what manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea and everything is under His control. They obey Him. So many times we have a lot of drama in our life. You know anybody that likes drama? You know, I know some people that it seems like if they don't have drama in their life, they try to create some drama. Because for whatever reason, that gives them some sense of control. But folks, we can do without the drama. We need Jesus. In conclusion this morning, I say this. The first and most important question this morning that you need to answer is Jesus in your boat? Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Is He with you in your life? Is He with you in your journeys, in your travels, in your adventures, in your experiences of life? Is He there? And then, will you trust Him no matter what, even when it seems that He's gone to sleep? This could have been a different story. But they accomplished what Jesus said they were going to accomplish. In Mark chapter 4, verse 34, the first verse that I read, it said, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. Now, if you go to chapter 5, verse number 1, the Bible says, and they came over unto the other side. See, they accomplished exactly what Jesus requested. Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. Chapter 5, verse 1 said, they passed over to the other side. Now they faced a storm in between. I remember the day that I asked the Lord Jesus to be in my boat. And He made that statement to me. He said, let us pass over to the other side. Folks, we're all on our way to the other side. We're all going to get through this life one way or another. We're all going to leave this world one way or another. We cannot choose the boat which we travel or the way which we go, but someday, every one of us are going to get to the other side. The question is, are you going to trust Him no matter what? Now, I realize this might be a little different message for a Father's Day, but I just felt led of the Lord today to encourage fathers in their leadership role. I believe that fathers are still to be the spiritual leaders of the home, no matter what. No matter what storms have come, no matter what challenges we face, and there are many in our land today. But when Jesus seems to have gone to sleep in your life, when He seems to not be interested in what's going on or what we're facing as individuals, we need to remember these things. We need to remember the fact that He is present no matter what. He's there. He said He would be there. We need to remember the faith in His promise. Do you believe that He will do what He said He would do? You either do or you don't. And we need to remember the focus of His power. What's He interested in? Is He interested in calming the storm that is in America today? Or is He interested in calming us as His followers? Calming us to the point that we totally trust Him and we're going to leave it all in His hands. Someday we'll be on the other side of this and we'll look back. And we'll be able to see some of the things that Jesus did, even though we sense that He was not there. That there was times when we wondered where He was at. But one day we're going to look back and we're going to say, wow, He was working all the time. He was doing this, and I just didn't see it. I can testify that to my life. I look back in my life and I see things that Jesus did when I felt like that He was nowhere around. And I thank Him today for that. And there'll be a time, and I'm sure that if you've lived any length of time whatsoever, you look back and you see times in your life when Jesus has simply been working and yet we felt at that time that He was nowhere around. He always works out things for our good and for His glory. Because the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to His promise. So, in closing today, I ask you, where are you at? Are you at a point in your life when you feel like that Jesus has no control of anything? Or are you just simply trusting Him today to take care of things? Now, I'm not saying that you're not concerned. I'm not saying that you don't give concern to certain things and you give prayer to certain things. But folks, we need to trust Him. He's in control. Dads, He's in control of you. And He will help you through these storms that you face in life. If you're within the sound of my voice this morning, I ask you a very important question. Have you ever accepted Christ as your Savior? If not, today would be a great day to trust Him fully, completely. And allow His calm to control you instead of desiring to control all the things that are out of control. Will you trust Him today as your personal Savior? He's sending that message to you today that He sent to His disciples that day. Let us pass over to the other side. Let us go together. Let Jesus go with you in your life. Let Jesus walk with you day by day. Will you allow Him to be your Savior and your Lord and your Master? And then maybe you say, yes, preacher, I know I'm saved. I know that I have trusted Christ as my personal Savior. Then why fret and why worry? Trust Him. He knows what He's doing and He is still in control. Let us pray. Father, we want to give You thanks for this day, and we thank You, Lord, that You are in control no matter what we feel or no matter what we think. Lord, so many times we want to give You advice, Lord, but we realize, Lord, that You are the one that needs to give instruction to us. We want to trust you, God, completely today. And as one fellow that came and to you in Scripture, he said, "Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." Lord, Lord, help us to trust you when we're tempted not to trust, when we're tempted to try to control. Father, we give you praise that you're able to do all things. And we praise you for the opportunity to stand this morning and share your precious word. I pray you'll be with everyone within the sound of my voice this day. And I ask God you just to bless them and encourage them and strengthen them in whatever situation, whatever storm they're in life. I ask God you walk with them and be close to them today. Let them feel your presence. Let them know, God, that you're there and that you're in control. Again, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's in attendance today and working to get this accomplished. And we give you praise for the work that you're doing at St. John. We pray you continue to bless this place. We ask this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Good day and God bless you.